tell me about how you got found the inspiration for this play.
Well, I heard a story on the radio. It was an unusual unsolved crime by a famous detective in 1945. And so my play just sort of it's about this detective in 1945, and obviously he's hasn't solved this crime. So then on his life, I set it in an old people's home when he's an older man, and he's visited by a reporter, and things happen, and then we sort of begin to sort of go back in a memory of what happened in those times, and then we discover the connection between the variable that come and visit him.
Have you written many plays before?
I've written about 45 plays,
Wow.
and I would say the majority of them would be short plays. Quite apparent that if you started writing a long play when you're sort of fairly unknown and just coming in, it's the possibilities of putting on a full-length play are quite remote. So there's lots of competitions and things that specifically they ask you for short plays. So I started writing short plays then, put on quite a few little shows where there were like five or six little short plays. But I always had this one on the back burner.
And this is the Newbrook Players. So you're doing this at the Sir John Mills Theatre in Ipswich. It says it's a 4x4 production. Is that your production company?
Yes, well, there's a guy called Alan Huckle who sort of mentored me when I first started, and he belonged to a group of playwrights called 4x4, four of them, and one of them left. Yes, one of them left, so they invited me to join them, and we used to put on things all random and all over the place where we would put on scripted rehearsals, readings, and they had quite a big following. That's where the connection of 4x4 comes in. Put something on there each year. And then the Newbrook Players are a group of amateur dramatic guys, and they'd lost the venue that they used to put on things at Washbrook. So they were looking, to do something else, regroup and start again after COVID. Just so happened that I was looking to join an amateur dramatic group, and I went along a couple of times. We read this play of mine, and they decided they would like to have a go at putting it on. So that's how it happened, really.
So you're not in it or directing it. You've handed it over now to a director.
Yes, it's absolutely fantastic. All their previous plays I've done, I've been heavily involved, directing and all sorts. But this year I've been able to take a step back. Stacey Muff from the Newbrook Players is directing it, and her husband is, helping her with that. The first time ever we've had a stage manager, a props lady, all sorts of things, and a lighting man and everything. And so this is something I've never had, the luxury of being able to step back and let other people get on with it. So yes.
And how do you feel as a playwright when you hand it over to a director and cast and you see their vision and them doing what you've written and your words?
That is something I've had to get used to. I do go along to all the rehearsals, and I have to hold myself back a little bit. So I have to sort of, I'm there as a sort of an advisor
To
from
bite your tongue.
sideline. So I try to let them get on with it. But if there's something I specifically think, then they're quite happy for me to sort of a lot of in plays all over the place. Often writers, are invited to sort of sit in and give their comments just to make sure everything is going in the right way and something's not completely wrong. But no, they've been very good, and I've been very happy.